10 months ago, Alexis Harris's health was precarious. She just had a stem cell transplant in the hopes of combating a rare form of leukemia. When the sociology professor at the University of Washington spoke with KUW then, she wasn't sure what the future held. As part of a year-end series from our race and equity team, Catherine Banwell sat down with Harris again to find out what the last year's been like.
I'm feeling so much better than I was at that point. And it's kind of neat to actually think about how I've progressed over time, because when you're sick and you're trying to get better, it feels very, very slow. So it's neat to actually think back on that time and where I was. I'm back at work full time. I'm engaging with students and my research, and I'm thinking more clearly. I'm still tired. I still have some symptoms of other issues that I'm dealing with, but nothing dramatic or risky for my life. I'm healthy. I'm in remission. I'm still germaphobe. Yeah. I still have my hand sanitizer, but I'm calm. I'm trying to get out of that mentality of being a cancer patient.
When we spoke earlier this year, you were encouraging people of color to sign up to be bone marrow donors. Have you seen any improvements or signs of hope there?
You know, I've seen some definitely campaigns that I've been paying attention to on the internet. I follow Be the Match, and if more people just pick it up and say, hey, I'm having a local event, let's have Be the Match come in and register people, it's happy news for me. Just to remind people that there's hope after a cancer diagnosis, that when you get that devastating news and it sounds like there isn't hope and there isn't a future, there can be a future if you believe and you have a great team of doctors and a great family, friends, support, that there can be hope. And I cherish every single day now that I have with my kids and my husband. And I don't know what the future holds, but I'm definitely thankful for every minute that I get.
Alexis Harris, she teaches sociology at the UW. She spoke to Catherine Banwell of KUW's Race and Equity team. To hear the original interview, go to our website, KUW.org, search for bone marrow.